Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about senior housing, and in studio we have Beth and Tom Slavens of Kina Ole Estate. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leon,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have a real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
As much as you try to improve the interior of your home for sale, buyers already have judged your home before they walk through the front door. Sprucing up the exterior of your home to make buyers feel welcome and safe as they first approach the house will be well worth your time and investment. Make sure your address numbers can be easily seen from the street. Trim overgrown trees and scrub away the walkways, windows, and the front door. Typically, exterior improvements such as these, in addition to fresh new paint, will capture more return upon sale than interior projects.
For more information on how to just best prepare and spruce up your property, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Beth Slavens, director of Kina Ole Estate, and her husband Tom Slavens, who is a general contractor and designer of the estate. So welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today. Well, Beth, since you're first on the mic here, maybe you can share with us a little bit of the history of Kina Ole Estate, how it came to be, and what you enjoy most about your role there as director.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of questions. I guess the way it came to be was what inspired me was my dad. At the time, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's-like disease. And I looked around in the community, and I didn't see anything that would actually fit what my dad's needs were. There were either the big corporation type of places in buildings, or the small mom-and-pop type of homes. I thought that if he was in a big corporation, a building, he would get lost in the system. Plus, we grew up on a farm, and he liked to be outdoors all the time. So if there's no access to outdoors, I knew he would be very unhappy. The smaller mom-and-pop places, it just wouldn't be a good fit.
Right.
So that's how we developed Kina Ole, with the intent of providing a home-like atmosphere, with 24/7 care in an atmosphere that is freeing,
right,
that he could enjoy the outdoors without relying on someone to go down an elevator or anything. Everything is accessible for him.
So Kina Ole Estate is in Kaneohe, and it has a nice, large piece of land. It's very serene, and it's a lot of greenery around it. So I think what you're describing is probably exactly what your father wanted, right?
Yes. Actually, when we finished building our first home, my dad was still around, and he was able to see what I was doing, and he actually, for the first time in my whole life, he said he was proud of what I was doing. He was proud of me, and that really says a lot, you know, because he's never ever said that to me, and so it was very encouraging for me to keep on doing what I was planning on doing.
That's great. Now, what gave you the initial vision to create this adult residential care community? Other than your, was it just your father's inspiration, and then you wanted to?
Yeah, I just saw that there was a need. Mm-hmm. I saw that there was nothing like what my intent was. I guess I just continued to grow, and before I knew what was happening, it's like sometimes I actually drive to work and I'm just like, wow, this mm-hmm. this became bigger than I thought it would be. Sorry,
yeah.
What was your question?
Well, it's developed into quite a campus, right? You have actually four different dwellings, right, for your residents.
Right, in Kaneohe, there's actually four licensed homes, mm-hmm. and then there's another one in Kailua.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's great. And over how many years did this development take to progress to be what it is today?
Well, it's been about, excuse me, this is Tom. 18 years ago we started.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
A little more, 02. So we bought the first property in 02. Mm-hmm. We built, and then we opened for business early 03.
Okay.
And that's the home that Beth's dad got to see, you know, before he passed. Mm-hmm. And we just kept building. I mean, a lot of it had to do with, you know, the interest rates kept coming down, so we were able to borrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of amazed myself at how far it went.
So it's come to this point where you're caring for how many residents right now on your property?
Well, we have a capacity. Our Kinoʻole has a capacity right now. We're working on a license for one still. Mm-hmm. At that point, if we when we secure that, it'll be 41. So we're not very big. Numbers-wise, we're small. But we're big in that, you know, there's only 8 residents per home,
right?
Max. Some homes are even smaller than that. But it really allows people to be seen as individuals, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't get lost in the shuffle,
right?
And that was a big goal of ours.
So just again, going back to the idea of drawing that contrast, which Beth mentioned, you know, the big facilities with a lot of people in there versus Kinoʻole Estates, which is, you know, a little smaller, it's more quaint, it's more personable. I mean, you folks really go for that personal touch and that care you want to provide to your residents. How does that bleed into some of the things that you do, maybe on the programmatic side or even into the menus that you provide? What would you say about that?
So as much as possible, we try to individualize mm-hmm. The care for, because, you know, if it's, sorry, each individual has their own needs. Mm-hmm. And within reason, we try to work with what their needs and wants are. We don't try to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
So for instance, food. We have a 6-cycle menu mm-hmm. that we follow on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. However, we also have a resident request binder. So mm-hmm. at any time, we pull out the resident's favorite meals and we prepare that instead of what is on the menu.
Right.
We also do substitutions. So if on the menu is something like salmon and the person doesn't eat fish, we would do a substitution, say, with chicken. Mm-hmm. If the resident is pushing food around on the plate, the first reaction is, you know, usually people will like, oh, that person's refusing to eat, something's mm-hmm. wrong. Mm-hmm. But it could be simple as asking the person, do you not like the food? Would you like something else? Mm-hmm. So part of the admission when our residents come in is a form that they fill out that includes foods that their family member will always eat.
Mm.
So it could be something simple as, oh, they'll always have chicken noodle soup, or they'll always have saimin, or, you know, they'll never say no to a certain food.
Right.
So one resident, actually, that was what he was doing. He was actually pushing every, it happened like 2 days in a row, where he was pushing his food around on the plate at lunchtime. And so I said, suggested to the staff, I said, ask him if he wants saimin instead. Mm-hmm. And his whole face lit up. And so they prepared it, and he ate the whole thing. So then the next day, he did the same thing. He pushed his food around during lunchtime, and they gave him saimin, and he ate it all up. So it's just a matter of us knowing the residents, or getting taking the time to see what the problem is, and trying to fix it. You know, it's not all about medicine. It's not all about getting stuff done. It's about the person.
Right. It takes a lot of effort to actually understand somebody to that level.
Yes,
you
it
know,
does. Yeah.
Where pushing food means I want saimin. And yeah, you may not get that in a larger facility, right? Because they don't have the staff or the capacity to do that, really. So that's great.
And you know? And I was going to say, people are surprised sometimes at how involved Beth still is. Mm. You know, she gets comments every so often. Like, boy, I can't believe the owner is doing this much. You know. And yeah, it's. I'm very proud of what we've achieved.
Well, she definitely has a heart for it.
Yeah,
you know, to be that involved. Well, Beth, I'm going to go to my next question, which was in my first string of questions, and that is, tell us a little bit about your background and how do you get to this position as director, and what do you like about it?
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride with my husband since I first met him. And when I first met him and started taking care of his three children, I was just a hairstylist. And I had completed my bachelor's. I was going to go for my master's. I'm one credit short of my special ed degree. But by the time I actually was close to getting that special ed degree, the master's, I decided I wasn't going to be a teacher anymore. So I went from hairstyling to being a special ed teacher. I was a secretary and bookkeeper for his contracting business, and then Kina Ole. So with Kina Ole, I do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I am the director, but I also am the hairstylist.
I was going to ask you, are you still doing hair?
And I do come up with the activities. So I also come up with the activities for the month.
Right.
But the activities are different from other places, because I use it as a guideline for my staff.
Right.
Because each home has their own personality. And each home has different people that are that will do certain things, and that will they look at that activity and they're like, I don't want to do that. So it's a guideline for my staff, and if they need to modify it, I allow them to do that. They have that flexibility. They have the tools within each home to modify the activity as necessary.
Right. So you have the four different homes on your Kina Ole estate land property. And so each one of them has kind of like a primary caregiver in each home, or is it?
Yes.
How does that work?
So each house has a manager, and that manager acts like the house mom. And so they make sure that the groceries are still there. They make sure the medications are ordered. They do doctor visits, and they make sure that the staff are doing their jobs.
Mm. They're each run independently of each other.
Yes.
Right. And how much staff would you say at any given time are on or in a home?
During all meals and activities, there's two people working. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So you have, I guess, that would be about eight people total. I mean, on peak hours, that are kind of right to
you're talking about on house. The property,
right?
But
right.
But okay, so yes. However, each home is run separately.
Separately,
so
right.
So there are 8 people on the property. So like, if there's an emergency, yeah, they can ask for
right.
each other's help. But in normal situations, they are all run separately.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great, though. And I mean, just given your journey so far, there's probably a lot of lessons you learned along the way. And any one or two things that kind of come to mind that you thought, you know, this is a good thing, that it's a great gem I want to share with somebody considering an adult residential care home.
Sorry, not understanding your question.
Well, as a running the care home for 20 years, uh-huh. you know, any gem you have for somebody who's considering an adult care home?
To place someone in a care home, you mean?
So what to look for, maybe?
I would say they need to figure out what their parents' individual needs are. You know, what's important mm-hmm. to their parents and what's important to them. One thing that I kind of find with families is the children are always saying, it's too far.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell the family is that it's not necessarily how far they have to drive to see their parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's the destination of where their parents are. Mm-hmm. Are their parents happy in that destination? Because if they find a place that's close to where they live and their parent is miserable, then what's the point?
Mm.
You know? The other thing is if it's not a comfortable setting for the family to come and visit, there's, you know, where the family is just like very uncomfortable and they just want to drop off flowers or drop off whatever and then dig out. That's not the best thing either, because the visiting time should be quality time
mm-hmm.
where everybody feels relaxed. And if they place their parents in a place where they don't feel relaxed, then they're not going to want to visit very long.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about maybe specific services that Kina Ole Estates offers and what it's like for a day in the life of a resident at Kina Ole Estate. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Beth Slavin. She's the director of Kina Ole Estates, and her husband, Tom Slavin, who's also the general contractor that built the estates. Now, I want to touch upon that because it's very unique. Not too many communities are built and operated, by individuals like yourselves, right? They most or would probably acquire a property and then, you know, perhaps renovate to meet those standards. But what was it like? I'm just curious. What was it like when you folks decided, hey, this is what we're gonna do, and we have to build to spec, right? Of what, you know, certain requirements by the Department of Health, DEP, et cetera. Can you share a little bit about what was that like with you folks?
Yeah, when we did the first one, there were very few type 2 care homes with 8 residents or less, which fits the residential model. And so what I found was when I went to the building department or wherever I had to go, I'd get different answers from different departments on what was needed and what was expected. Mm-hmm. And so it was a real learning curve because they were still working through it. Mm-hmm. There were very few. I think there was maybe one or two in Manoa and maybe another one. Since then, they've become, you know, a lot more streamlined and more clear. And it's funny because the other thing is the building code changed in the middle and actually became less strict with regard to the fire requirements. The, mm-hmm. the building code changed from the UBC to IBC. And so the setback requirements were different and the fire protection and the sprinkler systems, everything. So it was a real learning experience. And I learned early on to ask more than one person, you know, different things, because a lot of times there'd be these strange overlap where one department would call it residential, another department would call it commercial. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty exciting, but the end result we were really happy with, you know. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is we built them specifically for senior care. So whereas you get these homes that sometimes people renovate them and right. maybe they share the bedroom or at least they share bathrooms, that's very different. With us, you know, every single person has a big roomy bedroom and a pretty good sized bathroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're all satelliting off the center. And so the person on duty can see, you know, the light above every door, because the light lights up if someone pushes the call button or whatever. Mm. And so there's a real good flow to how it works.
So after the first property was built, was it pretty easy after that to build a second, third, because you're kind of just duplicating the... No, Beth is shaking her head.
No. Building got easier. I guess you could say, but the permitting never really did get easier. It's sometimes a challenge down there at the building department. But and then the last one we did was during a big construction boom, and we couldn't get anybody to come out. And we had people, you know, it's like, oh, thank you so much for coming and taking my money.
Well, I must say, you know, because you guys built it from the ground up, you kind of, you know, and with, you know, caring for your father, you kind of knew what needed, you know, what you guys wanted to put into there. So I want to talk about, you know, and what Brandon had touched upon right before the break is, what is it like to be at Kino Ole Estates? If you can share what that day in the life is like there.
I'd say we try to keep it to be a joyful, happy environment. Mm-hmm. In the morning, they wake up and they have their breakfast. There's a cleanup time, and then they have exercises and activities. Again, modifying as needed for the residents' care. I don't know. We have scheduled things like entertainment, although with COVID it's been a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. So recently we've had to adapt our music therapy program, and we now have a harpist that comes in that plays for them, and we make it so it's like a high tea time or wine and cheese, but without the wine. but it's we try to keep it upbeat. Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, do you say the process of, because you folks are not at 100% right now, right? Or you guys are at 100%?
No, we're not 100%.
Yeah. So what is the process of getting, you know, if someone wanted to, join you folks, what is the process like? Is it, do you go through a screening?
Well, usually it's just a phone call. They call me and they talk to me for a while to see if Kino Ole is a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. And if they are interested in going to a tour, they would schedule that with me. Okay. Once they've scheduled the tour and they've gone through that and they've decided that Kino Ole is the right fit, at that point I would get their phone number, and I would have my RN give them a call to do an assessment. Mm-hmm. And then all the necessary medical admission paperwork needs to be done by their physician. Okay. Once we receive all of those documents and it's reviewed and correct, then we can schedule the admission date.
Okay. And do they get a choice? Say maybe they want a certain location, like, because you mentioned you guys have a Kailua location as well. I mean, is there a preference for them, or is it what's available is what they can select from?
Both.
If it's available, they can go in. So say like in Kailua, mm-hmm. There's only one house in Kailua that we have, and it is at full capacity. Mm-hmm. So if they want to have Kailua and they need placement right away, they can get placed in our Kaneohe location, and as soon as something opens up in Kailua, they can just get transferred over to there.
Okay. And I don't think we've talked about this, but could you share a little bit of what the pricing is kind of like there?
Yeah, our base price is $8,100 a month.
Okay.
And depending on their personal care needs, it does increase.
Okay.
Because we do all levels of care.
All
the way through hospice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So basically they're not being moved to a different wing.
No, they stay in the same room, same house with the same staff. We adjust the care to their needs.
I see. Okay. And I think we talked about this prior to the show, but you folks may have a special offering for our listeners if they're interested in signing up.
Oh, yeah. We were offering through this radio program $1,000 discount on the first month's resident fee if they
mention Kupuna Wiki.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. So, again, listeners, if you mention Kupuna Wiki when you visit Kinole Estates and sign up, you'll get $1,000 off the first month. Oh, thank you very much for that. I'm sure you'll be getting some calls from our listeners. If they wanted to get more information from you and wanted to reach out and maybe schedule a tour, how can they do that?
They can call me on my cell number.
Okay.
Actually, it's the business number, and it's 808-233-4455.
Okay. And is there a website that they maybe can jump on just to check?
Yeah, actually, they can Google me and just type in Kinole Estate. Okay. And it'll pop up.
Awesome. All right. We're talking with Beth and Tom Slavens with Kinole Estates. Thank you so much for what you do and for coming on our show.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called in last week's trivia question. And the question last week was, who is a well-known local fighter that fights in the featherweight category in the UFC? The answer was Max Holloway. And now for this week's Kupunawiki trivia question, sponsored by Kino Ole Estate.
Shave ice is the perfect cold treat to cool down at our local beaches. Like many shave ice shops in Hawaii, this particular shave ice shop started off in a grocery store in 1951. This shop is extremely popular and is still open for business. What is the name of this well-known shave ice shop?
For a chance to win a Logs gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupunawiki Radio Show and meet all of our great vendors, please go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupunawiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupunawiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.